This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
I'm fighting everybody now. Now I'm back on just draft the quarterback no matter what.
Okay, I will say, it was always going to be like this, Ken, because it's not a great quarterback class. We're hearing that forever. It's also not a great blue chipper class.
Yeah.
I know we are now talking about a select four, so we're making it seem like every year, but these four would not be at the top every year. This is a down draft. We warned about this for a year, and it just so happens the Browns have the number two overall pick. Mm-hmm. It just so happens we don't have a quarterback. It just so happens we are in disarray again. We are at the bottom of the NFL looking up.
Our pets' heads are falling
off.
They
have fallen off.
See, Daryl got me work doing a shoot, and I'm not even going to be able to talk to him on Friday. I might just have to have him call in tomorrow.
Wouldn't you still want one of the four top guys in the crappy draft?
Yes.
Then the crappier
then trade
guy
down
in the crappy draft.
Yeah, that's true.
Jeremy Fowler had the Browns as a destination for Aaron Rodgers, and I was obviously nonplussed to hear something like that. 2-7 for that word. Russell Wilson, Daniel Jones has been a name. I know that Pony is excited about the possibilities of Daniel Jones, which is... maybe he's just a big anti-Daboll guy. And I thought, man, I know I've made the jokes about leftover pot roast with Kirk Cousins, but if some of my other options are Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, and Daniel Jones, I guess I'm just going to get really excited for leftover pot roast here and really like the leftovers. And then Daryl just had to chime in, dumpster diving for QB since 99. I go, then I better not hear. If you can't have it both ways. If they take a vet and don't take any QB, if they don't try for that QB, I don't want to hear anything from Daryl about diving in dumpsters during the season. I better not, or I'm going to drive over to West Park and we're going to fight in his front yard. I better not hear anything. You can't have it both ways. The fans can have it both ways. If the people call it, it's up to you. Daryl, I have to hold accountable. You can't tell me if they go, I finally get to bring up the mock draft that made me sick. Zach has a mock draft. Jackson, from The Athletic, round one, number two overall, Abdul Carter, edge, Penn State. Okay, that's going to get the people who are excited about not taking a QB excited. Okay, mm-hmm. What are we going to do at number 33? Josh Connerly, offensive tackle, Oregon. Okay, round three, pick number 67.
They're building from the inside out.
Round three, pick number 67, Tyler Shue, quarterback, Louisville. And I went, oh, God, forget it. I'm in my bed at 3:12 this morning. I woke up at 3:10. That's the first thing I saw. And by the way, he's had that out for a few days. It just so happened I looked at The Athletic this morning right when I woke up, and that's what I saw. I go, he's going to be 26 right after the season ends. Yep. I thought, man, that's Zach through and through. Zach just doesn't like a quarterback, but no, they're going to take a quarterback at some point. Because later on, he has him taking Curtis Rourke. I'm sure Zach likes Curtis Rourke because we all like Curtis Rourke. That is a round six guy, has a lot of injuries, but gamer, all that crap.
Mm-hmm.
And I like Curtis Rourke too. That's a very Zach pick. And so I get mad and go, well, we're just taking guys to take a guy. I'd rather just take a different. If we're going to not, if Will Howard were there, somebody were there, fine, get me excited over somebody. I'm going to take Tyler Shough.
Can I ask you a silly off the field question about.
I don't even think he's rated by Ryan or anybody.
Silly off the field question that should never factor in to taking a quarterback, but I think people are crazy if they don't think some organizations have thought about this, including one right here in Cleveland.
What's that?
There is a certain amount of excitement when you take a quarterback.
Yeah.
Do you think that...
That was the first reason I said they were going to take a QB high with their first pick.
Do you think like the apathy with the Browns is at a certain point right now? Not about the offseason. There's excitement about, hey, what direction are the Browns going to be in? What I'm talking about is... having a team that's competitive on the field, we go from a team that we thought had Super Bowl aspirations to Myles Garrett wanting out and Nick Chubb not being...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy
being a part of this, and who knows who else is going to be gone in the coming year. There is a pivot that's going to need to take place here with the organization because they're bad, they're old, they're expensive.
Yeah.
So they're in the middle of turning things over. And I feel like this season could be a very big apathy season.
Yeah.
A very big, yeah, the tickets are sold, but other teams' fan bases take over. Very similar to what we saw in 2016 and 2017, where it was empty all year. We can talk about how loyal, how great our fans are. The fans were not on board with that. They knew what was going on. There was a level of tanking going on that if they don't take a rookie quarterback this year and play it, quote, safe, it's going to be really ugly. It could be a really ugly season down there. Could it not?
Yeah.
Do you think Jimmy Haslam, do you think the Haslams, do you think anybody needs to remind them, like, take a quarterback, it kind of resets it, and people get excited again.
Yes. That was the first
thing
I thought
of. It's not the right reason.
It's not the right reason, but it's the first thing I thought of. It's the first thing I thought of during the season last year when this was we were in the middle of these bad, I'm sorry, guys, in the middle of these losses at Cincinnati and against Kansas City, and it was tumbleweeds on the phone, and it's like, well, we can talk some Cavs. And I went, holy crap, like, we're done. The Watson thing is done, and they're going to move on to a different quarterback. I said it then. I think a lot of people would be more excited if his name was Shador Watkins. Or the Shador...
The Deion stuff scares
Jackson.
People. Of course
because
it does.
It's Shador Sanders, and we've already... you think about what we've been through. Even the people who are pro-Baker and love Baker, you know that was an emotional roller coaster.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want any of that.
There were great highs. There were terrible lows.
Because there are a lot of people, they are just exhausted by the fights. We fought about it with Johnny. When we had a guy like Brian Hoyer, for crying out loud, we fought about it with Johnny. We fought like crazy about Baker. We have fought like crazy and got down in the dirt and ugly about Deshaun Watson. And they just want somebody who's going to be quiet. And I think that's why half the reason they want to take it, like, if Cam Ward's there, I'll run to the podium and take Cam Ward. I think a lot of people haven't even heard Cam Ward talk. And a lot of the things I say about Shador Sanders, I can say the same thing about Cam Ward. Not actually in the pocket and things like that. I do think there's obviously some clear differences there. But hey, playing at Incarnate Word, got them better. Played at Wazoo, tough place to play at, tough place to win at. Certainly got better. Played at Miami, a lot of pressure to play for the U. Certainly made them better. I mean, these are things that I would go, yeah, Cam Ward would be ready for the pressure to be a Browns quarterback. And I think so many people would be more comfortable because his dad isn't prime time. His dad's not a Hall of Famer. They didn't see his dad on TV ranting and raving about the Browns and saying that they didn't want to take him, and they are tired of the fights. We could argue whether or not he's a good quarterback or anything like that. That's down the line. I think people are fine with that. It's just always personality, always personal stuff, always whether or not they love football, whether or not they love the head coach or the organization. It's always those fights, and I think a lot of people are just exhausted by it. So I do feel bad because I do like Shador Sanders in so many ways, and if his name was Shador Jenkins, it'd be so much easier to make an argument for him. But he's Shador Sanders. And his father is one of the greatest players to ever play, and he's one of the biggest personalities to ever play the game, and he's one of the most opinionated people to ever play the game, and there's a lot of people who ever love Deion Sanders. There's that many people who hate Deion Sanders, and it's because of the old man for a lot of folks.
People
and
know,
so I'm fighting an uphill battle.
People do know he's got a pretty busy job. He's got a lot on his plate. Like, he's not going to be living in Cleveland 24/7.
Who? Deion?
Deion. And people know that. He coaches a football team.
But if the season goes to hell and you end up getting rid of Kevin Stefanski, well, you know we won't be able to stop that conversation from happening.
Maybe that'll be a good conversation.
Of course, then again, if Colorado's season goes to hell, maybe that answer will be given to us for us.
Yes.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.